TikTok trends taking a driver's seat to your financial decisions? Welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. Today on the show, talking about credit, stock tips, and get-rich-quick schemes. That's sus. Get ready to talk about what you don't know about money. Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast. All right, Teresa, so we're over here talking about a lot of things that are a little sus, being short for suspicious. Yes. What do you think about these?
Well, we've talked about this before, that there's a lot of information out there, but there's not a lot of wisdom. And what we've been really concerned about lately is that people are even getting to the point of taking TikTok videos as their source of financial education. So we're going to be dealing with some of those and some of the things that are out there that may be misleading to you, that you might want to just say, hey, that's sus, and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't until just a little while ago that I learned from my cousins that are, you know, a bit younger than me. I don't want to say how many years younger, but they were telling me that the TikTok is actually a huge source for kids their age, mm-hmm. Between late teens to early 20s for financial information. And just to start right there, you know, to take financial information from a company that has been highly scrutinized for major risks to user data, I feel like that's pretty sus.
That in and of itself has kept me off TikTok. I try really hard to stay involved in the different trends that my kids might be involved in so that I'm educated and I can help coach them through it. But TikTok is something I won't allow because of the security issues that have been pointed out in their software. So in general, you know, if you're getting your information from a platform that's not safe, let's start with maybe that's the first thing you need to avoid.
Yeah.
But we're also going to talk about some of the trends that you see when you do watch those. And one of those is about using credit card mm-hmm. as your emergency fund. So, Mark, you know, what are your thoughts? What do we talk about here all the time about that?
Well, what we want to make sure that people know is that the credit cards should not be a tool to be used to help you meet the standard of living that you desire. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's not a place where you want to be. And when you use those credit cards for your emergency fund, you're essentially trying to give yourself a loan and that you eventually have to repay yourself.
Mm-hmm. With interest that you don't get to keep.
Exactly.
And when you think about the typical, you know, interest rate that credit cards carry on them, you're talking double digits interest. And you're basically borrowing money from your future self when you use a credit card to cover those emergencies, and then you're losing more. So if you have to pay for, say, your air conditioner goes out and you're paying $1,500 for a new unit, by the time you pay that credit card off, we've talked about this in other shows, you might end up paying $3,000 for that same unit. If you just had the emergency fund, you could have been done with it.
Yeah.
So that's just, and another thing we talked about when we were preparing for this was a lot of people are using a home equity line of credit as an emergency fund. If it's not in cash ready to dispose of, it's not an emergency fund.
Yeah. And the thing is that, again, you're borrowing money from your future self. Mm-hmm. What do you know about your future self? Yeah. I mean, that's one of the craziest things, right? So I hope that, you know, my future self has a job and means to pay for it. But mm-hmm. What I can know is, and what I can decide is if I'm going to put money away today, mm-hmm. you know, to make sure that my future self has the means to you know, keep living.
Well, and let's be realistic. If today me doesn't have the surplus to cover this expense, then tomorrow me's probably not going to have the surplus to pay it back. So mm-hmm. getting into a habit of spending less than you have in your income is a better way to plan for those than to follow those trends of just using credit. Also, you know, if you think about the way credit works, if you build up a bunch of debt, that affects your credit score. So that's going to affect your ability to get good rates on future mortgage purchases or cars, things like that, that you may want to utilize your credit for in the future. So mm-hmm. definitely want to stop using credit as our emergency fund, because that's not going to work for you.
So talking about credit, right, and how you're going to need it in the future, one of the things that credit card companies have a big interest in is is your credit utilization ratio. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a big jargony thing. But so what matters in that ratio?
So when you're thinking of how much credit you have available to you between the different cards or different loan sources that you have, and then how much of that you're using. So if you have a credit card that has a limit of 10,000, are you using 10,000 of that limit currently? Or are you using 2,000 of that limit? Part of your credit score is calculated based off of that. And there are other things that go into it, but that's about 30% of your credit score. So you really want to pay attention to that utilization rate and work to lower that if you've got a big purchase pending in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So basically it's the amount of credit that you're using in comparison as a percentage, right?
Of, mm-hmm. of your overall available balances between all your different sources. Yep.
Gotcha.
So ultimately the goal would be spend less, create your emergency savings. And we've said before, 2000 is the bare minimum that you need to have an emergency savings, and then work from there. The next thing we're going to talk about is investing in the same stocks as the rich and famous. Hmm. I mean, let's talk a little bit about GameStop and things like that. And mm-hmm. then we'll talk more detail about just the rich and famous and the concept there. But, you know, a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon with these things where we're rocking the market, right, by out buying things. But what's ultimately the problem with doing that?
Well, the thing is that usually by the time that common investors hear about these stocks, it's already past the time that, you know, that the stock has experienced a massive growth, and mm-hmm. they just don't receive the rewards that, you know, the people that get on the front of it do.
Exactly. So when there's those new purchase options out there, they're called IPOs, right? When something is at its best price, they allow institutional investors to buy in, but they have to buy a whole lot of it to get into it. But the average investor doesn't have millions of dollars to throw at it. So mm-hmm. by the time you're getting in on that, you're not buying it at the same opportunistic level. So you don't have the bandwidth for that. Also, if you're a smaller investor like me, you don't have as much risk tolerance as someone who that $1 million investment is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
You've got to be realistic about what your specific goals are and get away from trying to match what someone else is doing, because your situation's not the same.
Yeah. And that's not to say that you know, we don't encourage folks to invest in individual stocks or anything like that. But what we want to make sure is that folks are diversifying adequately. And by diversifying, mm-hmm. we just mean, you know, making sure that you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
So what we talk to folks a lot about is, if you want to invest in individual stocks, setting aside a smaller portion of your portfolio,
mm-hmm.
if it makes sense for you,
right.
and using those funds, right, to kind of at your discretion, just to have a little bit of fun with, right?
Mm-hmm. I call it Vegas money with my clients, because if it's something that if it went away completely, you wouldn't mind, that's the money that you can be aggressive with. You don't want to be aggressive with your retirement money. You don't want to be aggressive with your grocery money. But if it's play money, that's okay. You can do that if you can afford to do that. But make sure, you know, your goals are taken care of first, and that this is just surplus for you. So we've talked about not using credit cards as our emergency fund or debt in general. We've talked about not trying to match the rich and famous and their strategies. What's another TikTok trend that you've seen?
Well, what we see a lot is, especially right now with mm-hmm. the huge craze in crypto, mm-hmm. is, okay, did you see what happened with Bitcoin? Did you see what happened with Ethereum? Well, guess what? That's going to happen with this other crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's all this really speculative, you know, news that's completely based off of the past performance of
yes.
other cryptocurrencies,
mm-hmm.
right? So trying to mimic the past, and I know that this is something that we run into a lot when talking to our mm-hmm. clients is, you know, well, you know, we so and so did this and they were successful, and you know, this has happened before,
yeah.
right? So, you know, it surely it'll happen again.
Exactly. I think they call that recency bias. When something mm-hmm. has happened that's positive or negative recently, it can make a big impact on how you view the future. And one thing that we always have to tell people, it's the big disclaimer, is past performance is not indicative of future performance. Just because something did good a year ago doesn't mean that it'll do good this year. And so it's important, you know, when you're looking at things, to consider that, because it may have run its course. There are a lot of things out there that aren't here anymore. Mm-hmm. And they did really great for a time, but then their time passed and it's time for something else to lead. So be cautious of assuming that just because something did well for so-and-so in their situation, that it's going to be right for you.
You know, one of my favorite sporting quotes comes from Wayne Gretzky, and he said that you want to skate to where the puck is going, right? And when you invest in a stock just because of what it has already done before, you know, that's kind of the opposite of that.
You're kind of playing from behind in a way.
Yeah, it's like driving by looking at the rearview mirror, right? That's something I've heard you say multiple times, and that's something that I've kind of stolen from you, so I'll give you some credit on that one.
Which, by the way, doesn't work. I tried it once in college, and not a good experience.
No, unless you're backing out somewhere, right? But that's not what we're talking about here. So it's definitely not what we would recommend. And what we would say is that in following with what Gretzky said, the best thing or the best way to do that is by using financial analysis, right? So you look at the a company's financials, and which is what we do, right? We rely on a team from LPL Financial to kind of go through that research and to understand what the projections are for where we believe this company will go.
And in light of the economy where it is today, not where it was 10 years ago, because that is a big difference. The game is always changing, and you're not always going to win no matter what you do, but you can do things to help yourself avoid obvious pitfalls. And then, of course, you know, hey, have you decided maybe if you'd like to become a millionaire? Because I hear you can become a millionaire and retire early just from opening a specific type of account.
Yeah. Something about, you know, combining insurance and you know, stocks and, you know, something else. I don't know. But it's apparently there's some TikTok videos about.
And let's be clear. This person was it over a million followers? Over a million followers, and this person is stating that if you open an account with his company, by the way, he's CEO and president of this company, that you will become a millionaire and you'll be able to retire early. What was it? You're investing in yourself? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's called an invest in yourself strategy, where you use some sort of permanent life insurance to build some cash value that you can do a lot of things with. But ultimately, you're overpaying for insurance for a life insurance policy where you could be earning so much more if you just put some basic investment principles into action.
And the key here is to remember that everybody has an agenda. When you're watching these videos on TikTok, they are looking for either fame or financial gain. And that's just the reality that you've got there. You know, there's some educational tools out there that are great, I'm sure, but you've always got to consider the source. In this case, you know, this person has a vested interest in you using their products and they're getting a lot of traction from it, but does it fit you? It may be right for somebody, but is it right for you? Mm-hmm. And that's why, in general, we feel like obscure advice doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And just to be clear, I mean, these types of products have actually drawn scrutiny from regulators over the promised potential gains. All right. So, yes, you definitely want to make sure to do a lot of homework, to do your homework on these products. And also on these people, right? So one thing that I want to make sure that folks know is if you are, you know, listening to somebody, you know, whether it be on TikTok, I would say especially on TikTok, that's giving you any sort of financial advice, make sure to look them up. There's a website that we tell folks about all the time called brokercheck.com, where you can go and see the licenses, the education, the background, and if there's been any sort of formal complaints filed against these people, if they're licensed.
And the key is, if they're not on there, they're not licensed. They don't have access to all the tools that could be at your disposal when you're ready to make those changes in your life or you're ready to get started on something. So they're playing without all the tools, and they don't, I just don't understand, you know, how this is possible. But there are a ton of people out there who will call themselves advisors or financial coaches that don't have the training necessarily to back it up. So be very cautious about who you're letting give you that advice.
One of the funniest things that I thought of whenever I was watching this TikTok video is that the guy that was, you know, kind of pushing this product made it seem, he said something that it said, you know, you're the risk, right? If this doesn't work, it's because you're not committed. You know, you're the risk to yourself. Oh, wow. And I just thought that was so funny, because I mean, he's the CEO, he's of this company, he's the, you know, the president. So he's the one that's benefiting from this product. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the one receiving all of your money. So I think the more appropriate thing is to be said there is that he, that guy that's selling this stuff, is the biggest risk to you, because you're, again, giving him all of your money. So I just thought that was pretty curious.
Yeah. So, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, different advice that's out there and we're saying, hey, that's sus. The reality is, trusting a 30-second video from someone who knows nothing about you to make financial decisions is pretty risky. That's pretty sus, as they like to say. I'm too old to use that word, but we'll do it anyway.
Good.
I mean, at best, maybe it's just a little risky, but at worst, it could be devastating to you long term, because you can't know, they can't know you, and they can't help you make those choices that need to be made for you. So just in general, generic advice, it's okay. It's a good starting point, but it's not where you need to be long term.
Of course. And there are some financial truths that are often helpful to the vast public, right? Mm-hmm. So that's good. Again, just like Teresa said, but you definitely want to make sure to have the advice of a professional, and one that is trusted. So, you know, you definitely want to make sure that if you have any questions, if there's anything that you would like to hear on the show, definitely feel free to give us a call and set up a free consultation even. Our goal is to equip you and to make sure that you are well-informed, because we know that people that are knowledgeable make well-informed financial decisions. Our number is 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. That's is it for today.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We hope you learned something new and you're learning things from this podcast. We'd love your feedback on topics you'd like to hear about. If you are liking what you hear, please subscribe, like the podcast, and share it with your friends. We'll talk to you again soon.
Till next time. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.